Dear listeners, welcome to Kids Express, a show on Radio Miraya 101 FM, hosted by me, Uncle Deno, or just Ogenrod Dennis. You're just very welcome for this show. This month of July, a lot is in store for us. We have a lot of excitement, great memories, great, a lot of things and a lot of mixed feelings for us. With all this bundled together, Kids Express decided to give you a month of national talking. So we're going to just have a running full series of national talk. Whoa! Kids Express is a show that happens every Saturday at exactly 12 to 1 p.m. A show on Radio Miraya 101 FM, a show for the children, by the children, and it brings exactly the feelings of the children, the laughter of the children, the happiness of the children, the cry of the children, all in all bundled together called Heart of the Children. Yes, today we have children from all the way New Apostolic Church Primary School. How are you people doing?
We are good.
I can see we have Nibol in the studio. How are you doing, Nibol?
I'm fine. I'm Nibol James from New Apostolic Church Primary School. I'm in Primary 8, and I'm excited to be here today.
Yes, you're very much welcome, Nibol. We also have Nyoka in the studio. How are you doing, Nyoka?
Fine. I'm by name Nyoka Charles from New Apostolic Church Primary School. I am in Primary 8. I'm happy to be here today.
Oh, you're just very welcome. We also have Janet Jackson in the studio. How are you doing, Janet?
Fine. I'm Janet Jackson. I'm in New Apostolic Church Primary School. I'm very happy to be with you here today.
Oh, very, 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 very much welcome. We also have Marco in the studio. How are you doing, Marco?
Oh, wonderful. I'm happy to be here tonight. And my name is Abdunago Marcos. I'm Primary 8 class. I'm in New Apostolic Church Primary School.
Oh, yes. We also have Michael in the studio. How are you doing, Michael?
Fine. My name is Michael Ladu from New Apostolic Church Primary School, and I'm in Primary 8. I'm happy to be here today.
Hey, you're just very much welcome. Yes, we also have Achen in the studio. How are you doing?
I'm by name Achen. I'm from New Apostolic Church Primary School. I'm in Primary 7, and I'm very, very excited to be here with you in the studio.
Yes, you're very much welcome. Dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Kids Express, a show that is for the children, by the children, that brings key issues that affect the children. Yes, the whole of last month, we've been looking at culture and society, and we had amazing guests from all over Juba. And we had a lot of fun. We had children from Menta Primary School. We had children from... We had also children all the way from St. Francis Primary School and many others. And we discussed cultures. We discussed a lot of different issues that comes with culture. We enjoyed a lot of songs from different tribes in the country. We also had riddles from we just had amazing fun. Yes, and this week we decided to step it up to do national talk, and it's just very much exciting. A lot is in store for you. Don't go away. Please stay tuned.
Ever wanted to know what it's like to have a point of view as a child?
To speak out, to be heard, and to be part of the fun.
Listen to Kids Express, a journey of children with one voice on a variety of issues, topics, and candid interviews with some of the experts in South Sudan.
Kids Express, every Saturday, 12 p.m., only on Radio Miraya.
Join Morrison and the children's crew as they write with you. It's here. Hang out with the children, Saturday on Kids Express.
Yes, Dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Kids Express. And today we are doing National Talk, a series that we've just commenced in this our month of July. Yes, to our guests in the studio, children all the way from New Apostolic Primary School, I'm going to just post a simple question. Yes, maybe to Nibol. Are you proud of the country? Are you proud of our country, South Sudan?
Yes, I'm proud of South Sudan.
Cool. Yes, what about you, Nyoka? Are you proud of our country, South Sudan?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Hey, I can tell you to sing the national anthem, Ita. Okay, Janet, how are you?
Fine.
You are also excited. Are you so proud about the country?
Yes, it's my country, so I have to be proud of my country.
Talk about it. Make it loud and clear. Yes, we also have Marco in the studio. Are you proud of our country?
Very, very, very happy of my country, South Sudan.
Eh?
Yes.
411. You bleed South Sudan, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, we also have Michael in the studio. How are you doing, Michael?
Fine.
You're good?
Yes.
Yes. Are you proud of the country?
Why not? I'm proud of my country.
Why not? Eh? Yes, Achen, are you proud of this country?
Yes, I'm very, very proud of my country.
Cool. This is just a random question. Give me some of the reasons. Okay, what are some of the qualities of a good citizen? Because you said you're proud of the country. And if you're proud of the country, you must be a good citizen, right?
Yes.
So that kickstart our first discussion for today. What are some of the good qualities of a good citizen?
You have to be justice to your country, fair treatment, and also you have to be, and also you have to love your country.
Yes, I think that is very good. Yes, Marco.
Yeah, some of the qualities of good citizens are you have to respect the law and orders laid by South Sudan governments. Then some of the laws and orders laid by South Sudan government. There are some laws says you shall not kill, you shall not steal people's property. So that is some of the that is one way of being a good citizen of the country.
Cool. Do not steal, do obey the laws and orders of the country, otherwise you will go behind bars. If you go against the country, hey, the country will also go against you. Yes, Janet.
Yeah, you must be obedient to your country or people. You must be loyal also.
Loyalty 411, eh?
Yeah.
Yes, you cannot be here, there. Yeah. You need to be, eh?
Oh, yeah.
That's why you should be proud of the country. Yes, Achen.
Yes, a good citizen have to be honest. A good citizen have to do something good for his or her country.
Honesty and doing good things for the country, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
When they tell you, when they give you money to make something, you make with it, eh? You don't eat the money.
Yeah. You don't corrupt.
You don't corrupt the money. Yes, Michael.
Yes, you don't misuse government properties.
Hey, can you explain some of the ways where our government properties can be misused?
Yes, in some school, they give textbooks. The textbook, they sell them.
Hey.
People sell them, yes.
So they've been selling our textbooks. We'll call them police. 777. If someone sells our books, they will feel it. Yes, Nyoka.
As a good citizen, you should respect your country's national anthem.
Aha. I've seen when they sing national anthem, people are just walking up and down. My friend, you need to stand and put your hands in your heart. Hey, my friend, that one is very important, yeah? Should we sing and we stand up right now? Yes, Marco, you wanted to tell me something.
Yes, also a good citizen is the one who defends the country against any aggression. For examples, if maybe the enemies come and attacked you or other countries, so you have to defend your country, you have to fight and defend your country for your freedom. For your
freedom,
right.
freedom fighter, eh? Yeah. We have freedom fighter in the house. I think we should clap for Marco. Hey, you need to fight for your country, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, my friend, intruders can come and take away your good resources, eh? Hey, yes, my friend, that is very serious. Yes, anyone else? Anyone wants to add the qualities of a good citizen?
Maybe I will add another one again.
Please, come on, add, my friend. We need to listen to those qualities.
Also, a good citizen is the one who reports to the government anybody who breaks the laws and order laid by South Sudan government. For examples, maybe the thief come to your house and raped everything, got steal everything from your house. As a good citizen, you have to at least go and report to the police that this this man came and do this and this and this and ABCD. So that is when that is one way of being a good citizen of the country.
You should help control and report bad criminal acts in the community.
Yeah.
Now I have a very serious question for you, Mark. If your brother is one of the criminals, will you report your brother to the police?
Yeah, of course I will report him. Why is he doing that? Why is he doing that such things? He's not supposed to steal and do bad things against the country. This is even one of the, of course, a criminal enemy. You can what? Quantilite it.
This is serious, eh? Yeah. By the law, has to be observed whether it's your relative or they have to pay for their. They have to learn, eh?
Yes, they have to learn.
Cool. Yes, Achen, you want to add something?
No.
Hey, no. Okay, that is good. Yes. There are some of the things that we can do as children where we can. Some of the things where we can participate to build our nation together. Yes, how can we as children participate in building our country? What are some of the things we can do to build? I can see Nibol wants to tell us something. She's ready, eh? You want to build a nation. Let's do it together. Yes, tell us.
As children, in order to build our country, we have to be educated.
Uh-huh.
And also in some ways, also you have to advise your parents, for instance, things, basic needs. As children, you want, you have to advise your parents, tell them you need this and this in order to build our country.
Cool. You talked about going to school. How does going to school help us to build our country?
If we study a lot, some will become teachers, doctors, and our country will be developed.
What do you want to be when you grow up, when you finish school?
I want to be an engineer.
Engineer, lady engineer. Man, we need to clap for Nibol. This is just, if I grow up, I also want to be like Nibol. Yes, Nyoka, tell us something.
By having peace among yourselves.
Peace. Man, that is a very serious thing, eh? Everybody wants peace. You know, when I walk around town, everyone is saying, peace, peace, peace. Can you explain something small about peace to us?
For example, we, as children, let's cooperate together, sharing ideas. Now it will promote peace. And we build the nation. If you are cooperating in one thing now, you can build the nation.
Yeah. Okay, that is very good. Do you cooperate with your friends in school, at home?
Yes.
How do you do that? Because there are some people who don't want to cooperate. How do you make them cooperate seriously?
We come together and talk, and we shall be talking about, we shall be conversing things, revision. Like if teacher teaches, we come together and cooperate, and we share answers together.
You share answers even during exams. That is cheating, my friend. Yes, Jackson.
As a child, you must have an opinion, yeah. To have opinion, yeah, to plan something when you grow up in your future, what do you want to plan to do for your country, for your people?
Cool. Yes, 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 yes. Someone once said that you should, if you want to be great, you should ask what you can do for your country, not what the country can do for you, right?
Yeah.
I don't know who said that one, but anyway, we will get to that. Yes, Marco, tell us how we can build our country as children.
Yeah, one way of building your country is that you involve in extracurricular activities. For example, like us, we are here now talking and we are sharing good ideas together. So, and this is one way of building our country. So, like participating in what? In Peace Club and participating in Peace Club and even games and sports. So that is one way of building our country also.
Okay, that is very serious. You see now, like, what you're doing is participating in extracurricular activity, right?
Yes.
And everyone is listening to you all over the country. Wow. Man, this is cool, eh?
Yeah, of course, it's part also of the school of participating, how you build a country. Yes.
Yeah, but I've also seen when I've gone for some extracurricular activities, and I've seen people fight during football matches. they want to cause chaos, commotions. What advice would you have for them?
Okay, that one, you involve, you tell them, you people is not supposed to, you are not supposed to do this, please, and you advise them. You give them advice, you give them advice, you tell them this one, at least avoid doing this. That one, you're showing love and kindness to them and even the country.
Wow.
Yes.
That is very brilliant. Yes, Michael, you want to tell me something, talk about it.
Yes, you need to participate in things done in the society.
What are some of the things that are done in the society that you can participate in?
Yes, like peace club,
mm-hmm.
football competition. Yes, even in our school there we have peace club, also the football competition, inter-class competition.
So it brings people together?
Yes.
Cool. By the way, we used to have things in the community where you can put bridges, can dig the road. Eh? Those are some of the things we are talking about. Cool. Achen, add something.
Yeah, as we children to the border of our country, we have to be educated. When we are given chance by our parents to study, we have to take that opportunity as a serious case so that we will become responsible people in our future.
Wow. Taking studies very important and advices from parents very serious. Man, that is very powerful. Eh? Yes, thank you. Anyone else wants to add something? Yes, Marco.
One way also is to promote the relationship with your friends. You share ideas, you talk to them what is good and what is bad. To just be like that, it is not good. It is just to be a good person in future is when you share your ideas and actually bringing people in one partnership.
Wow. Oh, that is super cool. Thank you so much, Marco. Dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, you are listening to the Kids Express, a show that is brought to you by Radio Mirai 101 FM in partnership with Hold a Child. Yes, we will go for a short commercial break. We will go for a short break when we come back. A lot is in store for you. Please don't go away. Do not go away. You don't want to miss. Don't go away.
Ah!
come back from that short break. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Kids Express on Radio Miraya 101 FM. Yes, the month of July comes with very, very, very good feelings. We commemorate, we talk about our Independence Day, our Liberation Day, our Freedom Day, and everyone is excited all over the country. Oh, I am super excited. And today we decided to discuss also something to do with Independence Day. And this is our week, it's our nation, and we enjoy. To my guest in the studio, why do you love celebrating Independence Day?
We love to celebrate the Independence Day because it is the day that reminds us about God's freedom for our country.
Oh, Nibola has just said it. Freedom for our country. Yes, how do you feel about this Independence Day that is coming?
I feel excited.
You feel excited?
Yeah.
I see you want even to jump. You can dance, celebrate. We are waiting. Yes, Nyoka.
Because it is the day when the country gets its freedom. For example, South Sudan got its freedom in 9th July 2011. Before 9th July, South Sudan was under, it was ruled by the Arab people.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's a lot of issues when there is oppression and all these things.
Yeah.
Hey, I am very excited. Yes, Jackson.
Yeah. This. Celebrated because it is the day the new nation was built.
New nation.
And we have got freedom on that day.
I'm super happy. Yeah, yeah. You guys are not even excited. Come on. Yes, Marco.
Yeah, it is also important to celebrate because during independence, it actually unites people. It brings people together. Different tribes comes together and dance and actually fly, like just they are flying. Actually, I feel happy during independence. It is just like flying to heaven.
Yes, Michael.
Yes, it's important to celebrate Independence Day because it's the birthday of the young nation.
Birthday of the young nation. How old are you, Michael?
14 years.
14?
Yes.
How old is our country?
Six.
You guys are older than our country. Come on. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Yes, Achen.
Yes, it's very important to celebrate an independent day. When we are celebrating an independent day, we really realize that our elders have done really very big job, has the support for our right, and brought South Sudan has an independent country.
Wow. This is very, very important because we remember our martyrs, those ones who have died in the struggle. We remember the ones who are still alive, the ones who are wounded. We remember everything, yeah?
Yes.
That's why I said it's a mixed feeling. It's a feeling of happiness and a feeling of missing some of the people who have gone. Cool. Yes, this is very, very important. Yes, now let's break it. Let's enjoy it a bit. What are some of the things, the activities that we do on Independence Day? Yes, I can see people are excited. Soon someone will say, do a sida, I want to eat combo. Yes, Nibol, tell us, what are some of the activities that we do on Independence Day that you do?
You go visiting friends, your relatives. Enjoying eating food.
By the way, what's your favorite food?
Khudra.
Come on, there are meat. There is meat, chicken, you put on like pizza and cider. Okay, yes, Nyoka.
We like to dance, dancing. Day and night.
What songs do you love to dance to?
DJ song.
DJ, So you also do DJ? Hey, okay. Yes, Jackson.
I like visiting friends, dancing, but not DJ songs. Cultural songs.
Cultural
like
songs.
The mundari. Yeah, the drum. Then you jump as if you are going to heaven.
I'm going to heaven right now. Do you know how the drum goes? How
I don't know, but I like it.
You just like it?
Yeah.
So you go and watch it?
Yeah.
Nice. Marco?
Yeah. Actually, my most activity which I like during Independence Day just as my colleague says, is also I love also to dance during, especially during Independence Day. For us, we prepare the drums, we warm them properly. We take them and near the fire. We go and warm them properly. We take them there where people going to celebrate, and we dance, we jump, we also go into our friends' places. We go and eat, and actually do a lot of things.
Yeah. The last time they gave me a drum to warm it, I burnt it and I was given properly. I spoiled the party. Yes, Michael.
Yes, for us, there's a place called Muntaza.
Mm. Yes. What is that place? I want to go this time round. I'm going.
Muntaza.
What is that place?
The place?
Yeah.
It's called Muntaza.
Muntaza?
Yes.
Where is it located?
In Ajuba there.
Hey,
yes.
I'm going to that place. I want to go and... What happens there, by the way, before I go?
Dance.
What kind of dance?
Songs, the DJ one.
Hey. Do you know some of the songs that the DJ sing?
Yes.
That you want to dance?
Yeah.
What is one? Just one name?
There's another one for Tekino.
Tekino.
Yes.
I just love this. Yes, Aichen, tell me.
During the Independence Day, I really like the way traditional dance are organized. I really enjoy it. I really like it.
Mm. Okay, cool. Anyone else wants to add something that they do on Independence Day? Someone who has not said anything? Huh? By the way, we might go to Mausoleum this time around. Hey, it's going to be very interesting, yeah? Anyone has ever gone to Mausoleum on Independence Day?
No.
The other one? Okay, that's good. Yes, dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, we are enjoying Discussions National Talk, a series that we've embarked on this month of July. Hey, it's just very interesting. We are going for a short break. If we come back, a lot is in store for you. Please don't go away. Just stay there. Don't shift the dial. Just stay there. Whoa, a lot is in store for you. Don't go away.
Ever wanted to know what it's like to have a point of view as a child?
To speak out, to be heard, and to be part of the fun?
Listen to Kids Express, a journey of children with one voice on a variety of issues, topics, and candid interviews with some of the experts in South Sudan.
Kids Express, every Saturday, 12 p.m., only on Radio Miraya.
Join Morrison and the children's crew as they write with you. It's here. Hang out with the children, Saturday on Kids Express.
Hey, dear listeners, welcome back from that short break. Yes, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Kids Express, a program on Radio Miraya 101 FM. Every Saturday, we are here, a program sponsored by Hold a Child in partnership with Radio Miraya. Yes, right now is fun time. And fun time means lots of laughter, excitement, and we take it next level. Yes, back to our guest in the studio. We have riddles, poems, stories. Okay. Let's kick started. Yes, who's going to start for us today the first riddle?
Me.
Yes, Michael.
Yes, I have a riddle. Riddle.
Riddle.
Yes. The riddle goes like this. I have a word. And the word, if I take the first letter, I will leave you in pain.
Huh?
I have a word.
Uh-huh.
And if I take the first letter, I will leave you in pain.
Oh. Yes, Marco, please.
I think it means the spoon.
What's wrong with spoon? Explain. If you take the first word.
The first letter.
The first letter.
Yes.
Yes, Nibol.
I try.
Try, please.
Do you mean Spain?
Yes.
Hey, Spain.
Yes.
The country Spain, if you... let's clap for the ball. Yes, who's giving us the next riddle?
Me?
Please, okay. Nibol.
Riddle. I have a riddle. It goes like this. Someone have died and he's going to where they will be asking him. He's he's supposed to be asked a question. If you have 99 sins, you will go to heaven. And if you have 100 sins, you will go to hell. Then this man was having 100 sins. So he was supposed to go to hell. But these people told him that, we will ask you one question. If you answer, then we will reduce your sins to be 99. So they told him, they brought for him many people. They told him, you just show us Adam and Eve. How can you show Adam and Eve?
Who's trying? Who's going to try first? Yes, Nyoka.
If you are born with a mother and father, stand up. And if you are not born with a mother and father, sit down.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That was very serious. Okay. Who is taking us to the next riddle? Yes, Nyoka.
I have a word. If you take the first three letters and the last three letters, it remains cut. Which word is that?
My that one, I don't know. You guys, let's do it.
No, Nyoka, can you come again?
I have a word. If you take the first three letters and the last three letters, it remains cut.
Me.
Which one?
Yes.
It's location.
No.
Location is correct?
Wrong.
Me. Yes, Michael.
Education.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let me try to write it down. Maybe I can't find it. I didn't know. Come on. Yes, who is going to take us through the next riddle? Okay. Dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, you are listening to Kids Express and we are for Fun Time. Excitement 411. Yes, when we come back, hey, Fun Time continues. Don't go away. Dear listeners, welcome back from that break. Yes, fun time continues, and these guys will take us through amazing poems and stories. Yes, please take it up.
Poem is about war. War, 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 war. What do you gain from killing, raping, displacing, and child abuse? You have poisoned the hearts of my people with hatred from east to west, north to south. Why do you pay deaf ears to the cry of the innocent, orphans, children, and the women? Oh, how I hate you. Woe, 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 woe. You have shown all your strength. You are true. Color to prove your superiority, yet nobody. Give you a word of praise. My country has become vulnerable economically and get married to corruption. Just because of you, weeping and mourning is the music you always play and listen to joyful.
Our children now understand your language more than the language of peace. Oh, how I hate you. Woe, 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 woe. You prove to be stubborn that if we do not end you, and then you will end us in an arrogant manner. But one day we shall unite and put you to an end. Thanks.
Oh. Now that was a very brilliant poem. Yes, let's go straight to the next story. Yes, Nyoka.
Once upon a time, there were two brothers. One was called Dupiri, and one was called Labongo. Labongo's spear was inside. Now he was not around. An elephant came to his garden. The brother took the spear and hit it with the elephant. The elephant immediately ran with the spear. The brother came from there that he does not want anything. He just wants the spear. Now he said, let me go and buy for you. He said that he does not want, he wants the same one. Now the brother went and looked for it. He went to the bush. He went and found that elephant. He went and took that spear and brought it back to the brother. The brother took the spear. One day, this Jupiri was having a son. And Labongo also have a son. Now the son of Jupiri has swallowed the bits of the son, the brother. He has swallowed the bits. Now the other one said that also I don't want anything. I just want this bit. They said now, okay, you go and buy. I want to go and buy the bit. He said that he does not want. He just wants the same one. That if you don't want, just open your son's stomach and bring back the bits. Now from there, the brother has opened the stomach and took the bits. Now from there, they have separated.
Wow. Thank you so much, Nyoka. Yes, just a question from Nyoka's story. What are some of the lessons that we learned from that story?
We don't have to revenge.
No revenge, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
We must forgive.
Forgive. Thank you so much, Jackson. Who else has a good lesson from that story? Nyoka, what are the lessons that we learned from that story?
We should stop revenge.
We should stop
revenge.
We
don't pay back that bring mine one. Then you also forgive.
Yes. Wow. This is very, very interesting. Yes, dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Kids Express Show Radio on Radio Miraya 101 FM. Yes, we will be back after the break with a lot more. Don't go away.
You and for me and the entire human race.
Welcome back from that short break. If you've just tuned in, we are almost coming to the end of our show for this Saturday. Yes, as a recap, we were talking about our nation, South Sudan, and we looked at pride that comes with the nation, pride that comes with being a South Sudanese. We looked at qualities of a good citizen. We looked at how, as children, we can participate in building our nation. And we also looked at why it is very important to celebrate Independence Day and some of the activities that we do on Independence Day. Yes, this was just amazing. We had poems, we had stories, we had riddles, and we enjoyed and we had fun. I hope you had fun as also outside there. Yes, our series will continue to next week. The National Talk will be our talk of July. So a lot will be in store next Saturday. From me to you, I want to say have a very brilliant part of the weekend that is remaining and stay safe as we celebrate our Independence Day. Happy Independence Day.
Today we are free. Oh yes, we are free at last. Freedom has come today. We had a dream. Like a fire, yeah. Dream has come true today. We are believers, believing in a struggle, yeah. Dream has come true today. Rise up, your banner is waving, hey. Salute the world.